Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Some people like Chris Emma.
We both are like that. We both like Chris Emma quite a bit. Okay.
It's a day-to-day thing with Emma and I think.
I personally like Chris Emma every day.
You do. You were just saying nice things about him.
He's a good man and thorough. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. He has been at Hallis Hall while minicamp has been going on. And look, for the most part, I got Grody here. The Grody Bear is right there. Bear. The Emma Bear is right there.
Bear.
I got both of our Bears guys here.
Bears.
I'm just going to move out of the way. Groats, all you.
What's going on out there, Emma?
Boys, how we doing? Yeah, school's out for summer, more or less, here at Hallis Hall. The Bears wrapped up veteran minicamp, which means they wrapped up their offseason in earnest. And while there's still OTA work next week, we'll get to that in a bit. The veterans are out the door, and onward we go, about 6 or 7 weeks until training camp begins, and that's when the action really picks up. But a very productive, nearly 2 months of work here at Hallis Hall for Ben Johnson's first offseason program. They left feeling really good. So let's get right to it. We got a lot to unpack. Here's Ben Johnson talking about what they accomplished in this offseason program.
Yeah. We've set out goals and objectives for phase one, phase two, and phase three. And we circled back on what those were for phase three this morning as a group. And we felt pretty good about what we've been able to accomplish. The onus is on our players now to take advantage of the next 6 weeks. They've built a lot of goodwill with their bodies, conditioning-wise. They're strong. We've got a number of guys that lost fat mass and gained lean mass and in great shape right now. And we got to continue that trend, not just to maintain, but even keep pushing that a little bit further. Because for us, training camp's not a get-in-shape camp. It's show-up-in-shape camp, and so we can become a good football team.
How would you evaluate the job that you and your coaching staff did in this first week?
I'm critical of myself. The practice was probably, it can be a little bit smoother in terms of how we function. I need to communicate to everyone a little bit better, whether it's the coaching staff, the equipment staff. And I'm going to get better there. I'll do a better job once we get to camp. But I was really impressed with the entire coaching staff. I mean, we've got the right mix of guys, experience, youth, energy, ideas. It's coming together. And I hope our players have really understood. It's hard to gain trust in such a short period of time, but hopefully they understand that our guys mean business. This coaching staff means business. They know what good football looks like. They know what winning football looks like, and they're committed to bringing that here.
You know, what I hear there, Emma, is Ben Johnson setting the template. Like, this is what we want to set a certain standard, which is not necessarily unique to teams at this time of the year, but more than ever relative to last year, more than ever relative to this coach that they have hired. And it just reminds me of one of my main takeaways, Chris, from what I saw at OTAs, is that It looks similar. The players look similar. The play on the field looks similar, but things sound different. The coaches sound different. There's a different message. There's a different voice. There's literally a louder voice that seems to exist. There seems to be that these coaches are in unison. And to be clear, what I mean when I say it looks similar, look, most of what I've seen with my own eyes, Chris, and you can back me up or take the other side of this, it's like pretty typical of what we saw last year with Caleb Williams and even Williams' predecessors, where the defense looks a little better than the offense right now. And occasionally, like yesterday, we saw some really cool things out of Caleb Williams. So it looks similar on the field, but things sound different. What do you think about that?
I completely agree, Mark. And look, I feel like I'm noticing the coaching more than I have in the past. And maybe it's just because it's a new staff and I'm paying closer attention, but also they're louder. They're more present. You feel them a lot more out there.
It's true.
And I think that's going to ring much more true once we get into training camp and the pads are popping and the intensity's up a few more notches. And I think those voices will get even louder. And look, it's a really good coaching staff Ben Johnson put together. And he said it proudly back in February. He said, I did not hire my friends. And that's true. But he hired a lot of guys who are very similarly driven to him, guys who are demanding, who are tough, who are detail-oriented. And he sought out qualities. And a lot of guys he's never worked with, Eric Bieniemy, he's never worked with. But they're very like-minded in their style of coaching and working with these guys. And you feel that a lot more here out on the field at Alice Hall.
What's his teaching style like?
I found this one fascinating. We got to hear from Tyson Bagent today, and he was asked about, he just talked about a lot, which we're going to get to more on that, but he was asked about Ben Johnson and his coaching style, and we're going to get right into it. Here's Tyson Bagent on Ben Johnson.
I like how thorough he is. I think that he can go down the rabbit hole of every situation in football with every position in football, which I think has been most impressive. Usually you get an offensive-minded guy or a defensive-minded guy at the helm of the team, and I think obviously he is an offensive guy, but you can kind of see him going down the rabbit hole with the defense and team meetings of, you know, what he's expecting on the defensive side of the ball. And really the most impressive thing is when he does that, he speaks that same language that the defense is speaking. So that's been what I've noticed with the O-line. He can, you know, he's about as good of a position coach as every position coach that's on our team. So I think that'll do wonders for us going down the line, just because, you know, it's very crystal clear, the expectations at every position.
Well, I would say all coaches, you know, and it's always interesting if you have an offensive guy, how much time is he going to spend with the defense? And we went through that whole thing with Matt Eberflus, where they love to give the appearance that he was doing more with the offense than he actually was. So I don't know if I necessarily want to hear about Ben Johnson. Of course, you want him to be a complete coach and be in charge of all of the different phases of the team. But I'm pretty comfortable with Dennis Allen taking it over. It worked pretty well in 2018 when Vic Fangio was here and Matt Nagy was just like, you take care of the defense. So that's nice to hear, Chris, but I don't know if I need to hear that.
Well, I'm going to give a counterpoint here because Ben Johnson's resume is deep. He was a tight ends coach. He was an assistant quarterbacks coach, tight ends coach, again, assistant wide receivers coach, tight ends coach, passing game coordinators, worked running backs before. He's got a very diverse background in offensive coaching. And when you hear he's as good as our position coaches are in terms of coaching those positions, like, that's genuine. He's coached those positions before. He knows what he wants to cater for his scheme. He knows exactly the qualities he seeks in building out this offense. But he also knows a way to relate to these players. And a lot of these coaches have been around the block for a number of years and kind of lost their way in terms of coaching positions. I take that as genuine. I really believe that he can get through to these players at their respective positions. Groups the way that these assistants can. And it goes back to the original point we just made, which is that Ben Johnson is very locked in and like-minded with a lot of his coaches. So I think it's similar when Ben steps into the running backs room or to the wide receivers room, and they are speaking the same language. For the defensive side, if he's in the linebackers room, the D-line room, he's able to relate to these players and address what they need for the day-to-day the same way that their assistants are.
Is Tyson Bagent competing for second string, or is he the guy?
I'm fascinated by that one. I don't have a great answer for you right now. And that's something I want to circle back on kind of mentally once we get to training camp. They really value Tyson Bagent a lot in this building. And they value Case Keenum quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Case Keenum's not going anywhere. I think Tyson, in some form, they'll probably carry three quarterbacks. I think it's also possible where you get into July and August and one of those quarterbacks around the league goes down and they're going to miss a good portion of the season. Like, Ryan Poles won't be buzzing about Tyson Bajan. Like, that's a guy who can get a team that's trying to compete this year. He can lead them to wins. And I think that would be an appealing option for the Bears. And I think he's proven that he can be a starter in this league. It's just not going to be with this team. The Bears have their starting quarterback in place. So I'm sure Tyson would absolutely embrace that. And he said, I'm going to compete my butt off out there as if I'm going to be the number two. And that's just the way he's wired. But look, they signed Case Keenum for a reason. It's to be a capable backup, of course, but also a sounding board in that quarterback's room. And they really value that a ton, too.
What other offensive players talked today?
We get to hear from second-year wide receiver Roma Dunze. And he's a guy, when we talk about the Ben Johnson effect and getting the most out of players, there's a lot of different ways you can go, obviously starting with the quarterback, Caleb Williams. I think a lot about Roma Dunze. His rookie year felt incomplete in a lot of ways and not at all to his fault. Like, he did everything he could to be successful out there, and that offense was dysfunctional around him, and there's a lot of reasons why he didn't pop off as a rookie. I think Roma Dunze is going to pop off in his second year, and I think Ben Johnson is going to get the most out of him. We got to hear from Roma Dunze right now, the effect of this offense with Ben Johnson and what he sees in Caleb Williams. So here's Rome.
What can it do for me? I mean, it's an explosive offense. I think Ben and crew have great offensive minds. So I feel like, you know, they can help put me in positions to succeed. And, you know, that's all I can ask for. By the end of the day, you know, I got to go out there and make the plays and get the job done regardless. So I think, you know, it's something that is a dual relationship in that fact. And we both kind of have to come together to make that happen. But I feel like it's brewing for sure.
You've been alongside Caleb ever since, even before the draft. What have you seen in his game that struck you, the differences in the growth to this point?
I think he's continued to grow. You know, I didn't play quarterback at a high level in college. I played when I was like six, so there wasn't many reads and 600-pound linemen running at me full speed, or eight different reads, or, you know, different coverages. So, you know, I'm not necessarily an expert on quarterback play, but he's continued to grow from what I've seen and make strides and continue to pour into you know, his profession and his craft. And from my perspective, that's all I can ask for.
You know, I'm gonna jump right in on that line of questioning that you had for Roma Dunze, Chris. It was a really good question about Caleb Williams and, you know, what he's seen in terms of his growth. What kind of growth do we have to see from Caleb Williams? At what point, I should say, should we start to see discernible difference from the quarterback where you and I are doing reports during training camp and we're like, it's just another great Caleb Williams day? Is that in training camp? Is it during the fifth or sixth game of the season to give Ben Johnson time? Like, where are we with when we should expect to see Caleb Williams be what a lot of people think he can be, and that is at least a good quarterback and maybe a great quarterback?
I think the fair answer is probably somewhere early in the season. But look, I'm sick of waiting on Bears quarterbacks and what we've dealt with for year after year in terms of, well, it's the second year, but it's a new coaching staff. Let's be patient. Let's keep kicking the goalposts away. Like, Caleb Williams can handle this. I really believe he's going to be great for this team. And I want to see those days in training camp where the offense is taking it to the defense, where Caleb is the reason why they're driving downfield. You and I and everybody who's covered this team has seen day after day in training camp where defense had the edge. Man, this quarterback's struggling. Well, you know, Mitch is in his second year, but he's now working with Matt Nagy. Justin's in his second year, but he's working with Matt. You're like, I don't want the excuses anymore. I don't think Ben Johnson cares for the excuses, frankly. Like, they believe in this kid, and I think Caleb Williams certainly believes in himself, where I want to see this thing take off. I want to see them ahead of schedule, where the offense is really dictating these practices, and I'm going to see the offense keep winning these days. We've seen flashes and really encouraging signs so far in this offseason program from Caleb Williams. There's good and bad still, and it's going to be a mixed bag at this point, but I want to see it in training camp. Caleb had a throw today in a red zone drill where he split two defenders, hit Roma Dunze in a tight window. It's like, man, that's an impressive throw. And then the next drill, he was rolling out, and he probably could have scrambled. I think he would have in a game, but he decided to test a throw, and he threw just a terrible pass right to Tyreek Stevenson. Like, there's going to be those moments. Ben Johnson could diagnose it immediately. I'm going to take a guess that it was Caleb just trying to get the ball out, because scrambling in a practice drill in June doesn't help anybody. But there's going to be this mixed bag moment still, those drills that are good and bad for him. I want to see consistently strong performances from this offense. And frankly, I just don't think that's unreasonable to expect.
Emma, when it comes to Ben Johnson, a lot of people will look at the creativity, the trick plays. How did this Bears offense get to some of those trick plays?
I'll take you through my vantage point today. As you watch the stretching of one field, and they kind of break out and go different ways. And usually they go from that to individual drills, and the running backs are with the Eric Bieniemy and whatnot. Move to the other field, and I see Caleb Williams dropping back, unleashes a tight spiral down the sidelines. And on the other end of that was Theo Benedict, the Canadian Eagle.
Oh, yes.
And I was kind of like, what's going on here? And then I look, and it's Tyson Bajan dropping back, and he's throwing a pass to Darnell Wright. This is what they were doing. They busted off the old bag of tricks that we saw so much in Detroit from Ben Johnson. It was quarterbacks throwing to offensive linemen. It was running backs throwing to wide receivers. It was running backs catching passes downfield. It was quarterbacks. It was Caleb Williams catching a deep ball downfield from, I think it was Ian Wheeler. We saw Case Keenum make an outstanding catch. Darnell Wright with a one-handed grab.
What?
So you got to see Ben Johnson testing these guys, and he let out a wry smile saying, like, we're testing out where you got some toys to work with here. But he also said, look, I'll let Ben Johnson say it. Here's Ben Johnson on the bag of tricks today.
Yeah, I mean, I let those guys know. We only do this once a year, and it's an evaluation. And we'll circle back in training camp and end the season to see who we can trust to catch the ball or throw the ball. And I think there's a couple guys on the O-line that stood out, and then Case Keenum might have made the catch of the day, you know, behind the back about 50 yards down the field. So I think we got some toys to work with.
Did you see Darnell Wright's one-handed?
Oh, I did. I did.
I think somebody have we asked him yet, Emma, about his awful Penny Sewell play that he tried to run against the Bears, and the Bears,
they were ready for
stood him up. They were ready. Have we asked him about that yet?
We've not. We asked him about StumbleBum in the opening press conference, not about the Penny Sewell play. But my fun fact with that is that was Austin Booker's first career sack, and it came on Penny Sewell. So we've not gotten to that. You can save that one for training camp when you ask Ben Johnson, Mark.
When is Tyson Bajan's birthday? Because mine is tomorrow.
Happy early birthday, Lawrence. Tyson Bajan's birthday is Sunday. And hand up, I was not aware of this, but somebody in our media group was. And if you've heard Tyson talk, you know he is a fun one. He's entertaining. Here's Tyson Bajan on his upcoming birthday.
We're saving that for my buddy's birthday, June 19th. But me and my sister will be having a pool party. Rented out the local water park. So 200-person limit, let's roll.
What's the best attraction at the water park?
Oh, this is in Martinsburg, West Virginia. There is one diving board and one slide.
Is that a stop at Betty's before you go to the water park?
We'll save that for the next morning. Hopefully we have a good enough night and Betty's will be right on time.
And then, bro, we're going to do 500 burpees.
You better believe there's going to be a whole bunch of burpees going on.
That's what I'm picturing. Like, everybody's, all right, before everybody gets in the pool, 500 burpees. That's a minimum before you get on that slide.
You want to make sure that six-pack looks right.
My absolute face off.
That's right, baby T. Was doing that. He's getting himself ready with a little bit of CrossFit. Get those kettlebells going out there.
And it was absolutely Mark Carmen who was obsessing with these questions. Yes, Chris Emma, right?
That was him asking about Betty's, which is a diner outside of Tyson's hometown in West Virginia. And I looked it up. It looks like a lovely place. I can't say that I've ever been there before, but Tyson is hoping that
Emma,
the night
Emma,
goes well, they'll go straight from his party.
You're such a nice person. Tyson told us it's not a nice place. Like, inside that cut, he told you, is one slide and one diving board. It's not a nice place.
No, the water park's a joke, apparently, but the park itself, the plan to go to the water park is not a joke. That's very real. But their goal is to take the party into the night and into the early morning and go to Betty's, which is a diner in Shepherd's, Tom Pence, West Virginia.
Party, party, party. Everybody's partying, man.
Are there any nuggets and or tidbits?
Yes.
Plenty. We got plenty. We'll start with the attendance. Jalen Johnson was not present again today.
What?
Excuse absence, as Ben Johnson said. Kyler Gordon, Colson Loveland, Luther Burden were among those not practicing. Andrew Billings, remember last year during training camp, we heard about Caleb Williams' cadence, and Andrew Billings was drawing them off sides with hard counts. Andrew Billings did some follow-up today, said that Caleb Williams' cadence is now drawing defensive linemen offside. So that's come back around the other way. I'm glad we're back on the cadence train here.
Yeah.
Back to Tyson Bagent. He now has a buzz cut, was asked about cutting off the flow, said with one of many expletives today, "I was tired of that stuff." Let's say stuff. Also said he's happy to be confused with Pete Crowe Armstrong, saying he's glad that PCA is doing well. The Bears will hold three practices for OTAs next week. Rookies are required to attend. Veterans are invited to attend. I would imagine most of them will not be there. Ruben Unse said he will be present. Caleb Williams, it's not clear whether he will participate. Training camp starts up in late July. We don't have a formal date. I would pencil in around June or July 24th. That's a Thursday for either report day or first day of camp.
Dunzo.
You know what? I didn't think of it until Emma said it, but with a buzz cut,
no, I see it.
Yeah.
And I could totally see those two like being burpee bros. Like completely. I could see PCA being like, "Yeah, sick, man. I'm going to Bajan's party in West Virginia." So apparently there's a sick slide at this pool, so I could see it.
Diving board and a slide, that's it. Throw the blue stars in Tyson Bajan's hair like PCA and you really got something going.
He isn't, you know, I got to say, and I know we're out of time here, but Tyson Bajan continues to be an interesting character.
No
like,
doubt.
He really is. And I still don't know how good he is or if he'll ever actually get to like run off like a season's worth of starts because of injury, because it happens in the NFL. But this continues to be the most confident man in that locker room.
Would Tyson Bagent start in Cleveland?
Oh, wow. He'd definitely have a shot at it.
Right?
I mean, think in that room, I think he could in New York as well with the Russ and Jameis and whatever mix there. I think he's the best quarterback in that mix too.
Yeah, man. I think Flacco is his greatest contender right now. Like if he was dropped into that quarterback room right now, wouldn't it be Flacco v. Bagent at
yeah,
this point?
Yeah, you would think that would be it with the idea of being by the end of the year, Shador.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I fully think Shador is going to be it just because of the public pressure, if nothing else. Or maybe they see something in him. I don't know.
Emma, great job with the Bears hit. Two words today. We appreciate you.
Two words. Bye, Emma.
Take care.
Yep.
That is Chris Emma, who covers the
Bears. Bears.
For us here at The Score.
That's my cue.
No. I was holding for effect there.
Bears.
Why don't we go back to talking about the news of the day? If you're just getting in your car or you're like, "Wait, what? There's news of the day?"
Huh?
There's a couple of White Sox news items out there that we need to discuss. And there's something about the influx of money that Spiegs and I were talking about with someone who is very impressive as far as the White Sox representatives go. We'll talk about that, the TV deal, the Ishbias, and everything else next on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're not afraid to remind people when we've had something correct.
That should be a tagline for this show.
Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You, all right?
I learned it from watching you, Lawrence.
I learned it by watching you.
Afternoons on the Score.
We are glad that you are hanging out on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Speegs is off today. Mark Grody is sitting in, and he's going to be doing some sitting in for me over the next week as I go celebrate my birthday.
Happy birthday, Lawrence.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. It's appreciated. It's officially tomorrow, by the way.
That's right. But we've been celebrating all day, man. Lawrence's parents have been here. They're home napping.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And shout out to my Wonder Twin, my birthday buddy, Maggie Hendricks.
Oh.
Her birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Maggie. I miss Maggie Hendricks. She's one of the goods.
One of the best people, Maggie Hendricks.
Amen. I love Maggie Hendricks. Where have ye gone, Maggie Hendricks?
She's just making quilts.
That's what she does.
And keeping her dog Sully
cookies,
happy.
And she does a lot of baking, right?
Yeah. She does a ton of baking. Like, if you get a bunch of cookies from Maggie Hendricks, know that they have been made with love butter.
I remember her bringing cookies to you on your old evening show, I want to say. Would that be accurate?
That is accurate, that she would make cookies for everyone, but I would get my own little tin of cookies because she knows that I like it a little burnt, a little extra burnt.
Okay.
So, you know.
Sort of like the way they like, whose pizza do we have from Rinaldi's?
Horner.
Nico Horner's pizza.
Well done pizza, right? Was that what you guys said?
Yeah. Pineapple, hot honey, pepperoni, light cheese.
Okay. All right.
Pretty good.
It's down the hallway right now.
Yeah.
Rinaldi's pizza is just, it's so damn
Rinaldi's
good.
Pizza is great.
And their chicken tenders.
Top notch. Rick Camp had his bachelor party at Rinaldi's.
Did he?
Yeah, we went to Rinaldi's first, then we went to go see a comedy show after that.
Oh yeah.
It was great. And I was sitting there going, man, I always knew the pizza was good at Rinaldi's, but I never like hung out. I'd always gotten it to go. And I'm like, man, Rinaldi's be popping. The one in the West Loop be popping.
Mm-hmm. Well, honestly, I did not know much about is honey on top of a pizza a relatively new thing?
Yeah, okay. Over the last decade, hot honey has become a thing.
It's a thing, and I'm slow to it because I'm just very traditional with pizza. But oh my God, is that good?
Well, what's your usual pizza order?
Well, I'm a deep dish cheese and sausage. That's what I go with, and I kind of fluctuate the places. I do like Gino's East. I do like.
So you're a Chicagoan who actually does deep dish.
I am, right. And I kind of resent it when I hear everybody saying that, you know, deep dish is out and it's all about the tavern style pizza, you know, like just sort of pushing away from our identity. I keep that alive.
The people who keep it alive in this city keep it alive.
Are you talking about the deep dish part?
Yeah, the deep dish. People that love deep dish just absolutely swear by it.
Well, okay, I see what you're saying in terms of taste, but I like that Chicago has the reputation of being the home of deep dish pizza, even if most of its patrons or citizens are not necessarily eating it. So I never understand the pushback on deep dish pizza in this town from the natives.
Well, there's a couple of reasons why. I'll try and give the explanation
please,
if I can.
Please.
One, no one wants to be a stereotype. And keep that in mind in other situations,
okay,
too.
Okay.
But two, people from the South Side take the idea of tavern style very seriously.
Okay.
It was invented on the South Side. The idea of having little bite-sized pieces of pizza to eat with your beer. Think about it. If we were having a pizza party with deep dish pizza, not as fun.
It's a commitment. It's a real commitment.
Yes, it you is. Have got to concentrate. When you're eating deep dish pizza, you need a fork and a knife.
You can't just grab it out of the kitchen. You can't walk down.
You can't go wrong with deep dish. 100%. Sausage, that's the way to go.
That's my guy, Ben Johnson.
See, right if there. I wanted to take a nap after the pizza and the Huck Finn donuts, which were that'll also outstanding.
Huck Finn is the best.
But like,
shout
if it
out
was
to
deep
Dimitri.
Dish, I'd be sleeping this entire show.
You do have to protect or prepare your body and not have anywhere to go if you're eating deep dish. I definitely admit that.
Baby T, what do you like on your pizza?
I agree with Ben Johnson for deep dish. I'm a sausage guy.
Okay.
Guy. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
You are
and,
my
and,
guy.
And Alex, what's your topping of choice?
You know, I've become partial to the hot honey on top of the pepperoni.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really good.
And Rinaldi's was the place where I first started trying it. And I have a buddy who lives right above the Rinaldi's in Lincoln Park. And ever since I started going there and getting it, I love it. Anywhere that has it, I will get it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, good. I mean, he's been won over to Rinaldi's. What's your go-to, Lawrence? You got a go-to or style?
I like pepperoni. Occasionally, I want to go pepperoni and sausage.
Okay.
And I'm like, Nico, I want it well done.
Interesting.
I want a little bit of a crispy crust when I'm eating pizza.
I need to taste the sauce, too. And if I got to get extra sauce, I will get extra sauce. That's a threat to all you pizza places.
If Mark Grody's coming in, he is getting extra sauce on that damn pizza.
That's right. You see my name come through the caller ID, you best expect I'm going to be ordering extra sauce. Be ready.
That is outstanding. But whether it's Rinaldi's or Brickhouse Tavern, the people have stepped up their chicken tender game.
It's very important, man.
It is.
Because not just the kids like it, man. I mean, the kids do like it. It's a great thing to throw into the order, man. It's
millennials
a serious
love
thing.
It.
Is that what it is?
The millennial, the chicken tenders and the fries.
Oh,
because that's their childhood,
yep.
Right? Like, you're just giving them chicken tenders?
Which generation owns wings? Would that be us, Lawrence? Were we on the ground floor? When you and
thinking,
I were in college age,
yeah,
and you're a little younger than I still. But
I think that might be a micro generation before us.
A micro, what does that mean? Micro generation.
Like, instead of going all the way back to the boomers,
okay,
it's like
somewhere
like
in the middle.
Our older brothers.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know
our
what
older,
I mean?
Yeah.
Or our uncles. That sort of thing.
That's where the wings
our young
began.
Uncles.
Yeah. Right. They've been perfected in this era, though, where.
And the kids, they want their chickadee tenders, as Tony Gill would say.
Is that what he calls them? Chickadee tenders?
He's such a child.
He's such a Tony Gill.
And he has two children now.
That's amazing. He's passing all that on to the kids, the conspiracies.
Two beautiful little kids,
I'm
man.
I'm sure they are.
He's
actually,
doing,
I've seen them on Insta. They're
they're really gorgeous kids. And he's still a child.
I love Tony Gill.
Me too.
Let me tell you about Tony
Everybody
Gill.
Loves Tony Gill. I got a t-shirt that says that. I'll wear it when I come back off of vacation. Real quick to kind of recap what's happened today, the White Sox put forth a kind of succession plan of ownership that takes us all the way out to 2034. Nothing is going to happen with the Ishbias, according to this, until at least 2029, other than them adding some money into the coffers of the White Sox, and then they can progress into buying controlling shares of the team. Maybe, if Jerry allows for it to happen, the earliest that they can start gaining controlling interest is 2029, and then in 2034, they have an option to buy controlling interest of the team. Maybe.
This is the great pacifier of Jerry Reinsdorf. He is seeing you, the crying baby, right now, upset, wanting them to sell. Are they going to sell? I'm scared you're going to sell. Just sell the team. But sell, like, people chanting, sell. All right. Jerry's like, I'm going to get you a pacifier here, but here's the deal. Make sure you read really closely everything that's actually going on with it, because, yeah, I'm going to sell the team, but probably not until 2034. He's given himself options. They are team options for Jerry Reinsdorf to just, everybody just relax.
Everyone relax.
Just everybody relax.
I'm still
it, just
in
not
control
now.
Here.
I'm in control. Give me another good 6 or 7 years of complete autonomy, of not spending money on the right people and continuing to tear down this org. Give me 6 or 7 more years and then I'm out. Are we good? Are we good? I don't know.
So the other piece of news, and I did a whole episode on House of L if you want to go check it out. The other piece of news happened last night, and it's the fact that CHSN is going to, hopefully tomorrow, that's the word on the street is, tomorrow, if you're a Comcast customer, you will get CHSN tomorrow if you go to the ultimate tier. That it's going to cost you $20 a month.
Extra $20 in your bill.
If you are a Comcast customer and you have been paying for the empty regional sports network, the one that me and Layla used to work at, NBC Sports Chicago, which hasn't existed since September of last year, if you've been paying for that, because you probably have, you should look at your bill. They're going to credit you $8.80 a month for that because you haven't had a regional sports network to look at since September of last year. That's about 1 million households of people who are Comcast customers that have not been able to watch games on their system. You could have bought the digital antenna and done an over-the-air signal on 62.2 and 62.3, but if you're a Comcast customer, you now will have the option of watching White Sox, Bulls, Blackhawks, and what I think is some really good programming over on CHSN. And I think that now that more people be able to watch it, they're going to find out how well David Haw is doing over there. And I keep trying to tell people this because I feel like I have a good radar for this. Brooke Fletcher is a star.
It's very good. Very good.
She's so good that I'm not sure how long she's going to be here.
That's always the caveat.
And I saw her last week on Windy City Live, and I was like, oh yeah, yep, that's exact. That is yes.
Uh huh.
That I can see that.
Yeah, that's where you want that. Right?
Yeah,
right
I can see that being a thing.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, 2 years from now, we look up and be like, oh, there she is on Good Morning America.
Uh-huh.
Sounds yep. about right.
Amen, man. I saw Ruthie Polinsky was a big part of
Same
what they're
thing.
Doing. Ruthie is awesome. You hear her on The Score. Saw her at Hallis Hall with Clay Harbor, was out there.
And he's also on CHSN, usually wearing 3 buttons unbuttoned. That's Shout all, out yeah. to Clay.
Clay's putting me on a program, by the way. That's a scary consideration because he does all these workout apps and classes. And
I love this.
He's about as cut as it gets. He like looked at me and said, Grody, he's like, I can get you on a program, man. And I kind of laugh. He's like, no. He's like, I'm serious, man. I'm going to get you on a program.
It's nice to be able to reach out because I wouldn't say that I'm on a program, but Olin has been very helpful.
Yeah.
When I've gone to him and I've said, like, I want to do some stuff.
Here's what I need to do. Get done.
And he's been like, do this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, I've always, like, I have, and believe it or not, I'm not in good shape right now, but
You're getting there.
I am going to get there.
I see it.
And I will. I'll get there. Don't worry about me. It just go through my phases here. But in times of my life when I have hired a trainer, they're very helpful. They really are. Like, I mean, you can probably get some duds, but they hold you accountable. And, you know, Clay Harbor, look at the guy. That's a guy who can get you. Olin Kreutz, look at the guy. These guys know exactly how to get you where you need to go.
Yep.
So
it's nice to have a resource like that where I can be like, hey, I'm trying this. What else should I do? And Olin be like, look, do this, 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 this. And I'm like, okay. Okay, I got it.
You and I have like sponsors.
It's nice.
Athletic sponsors. Mine is Clay and yours is Olin. This is neat.
It's nice. Yeah. Well, I mean, I had the benefit of having those guys, being around those guys like once a week.
Yeah, you did.
And Matt Forte is the one who's like, stop running on concrete.
Really?
And I'm like, I will be done with that.
Interesting.
He's like, why would you do that?
Just for obvious reasons. Yeah, for running your knees. On concrete.
He's like, you're old. Like, don't do that anymore. I'm
why
like,
would you do that?
I'm like, you got it. Right. So it's been helpful. Mm-hmm. It's been since the Super Bowl. It's been
you've been good. Okay.
Yeah, I've been good.
I hit a good spot lately. Like literally, like I went a month strong, and now I got to get back on track. I've had a bad week. But I'll get there.
You see, for me, the issue, like I have the discipline to work out every day.
Yeah.
The diet is the issue.
Diet is the issue, man.
And so now I've been more disciplined in that.
Okay, good for you. And I was for a while.
You put those two things together.
Good things.
And you drop weight.
Yes, yes. It's not that. That's why I was like, don't worry about me. The formula is simple, and I'll get there eventually. Bears.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, bears. It's 10 bears for you.
Oh, somebody was actually gave me 3 bears just for my take on the deep dish pizza, because, of course, that is definitely hitting a certain segment of the population who just think we are about deep dish pizza.
7.5 bears.
That's what I get?
Yes.
I don't know. Like, that's a very controversial thing. How many bears does me, the founder of the bear scale, get? Shouldn't I tip
unlimited,
the scale?
Unlimited bears.
I think that's it. Unlimited bears. That's what I have.
That should be the name of your next podcast, too,
unlimited
by the way.
Unlimited bears.
Unlimited bears of Mark Grody.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Unlimited bears.
The next time you host solo, that needs to be the name of the show.
Oh, I think that sounds great. Somebody write that down. Thank you.
All right, good. Yeah. Thank you guys for writing that down. Yeah. You know that on this show, we like to have a little bit of fun with our guy, Dustino, and he likes to have a little bit of fun with us, and we appreciate the morning show doing that with us. We had something happen on our show that affected their show and Dustino, and we got a response. We'll share it with you next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going home.
It is on like radar charm. With a fleet of super bads
and status radar charm. Afternoons on the Score.
The dumbest stat. And then the fact that, is there like a rule that every broadcast, I'm not picking on the Cubs TV booth as an example,
here it comes.
But is there a rule that when a pitcher does hits that criteria,
yes,
that they have to mention? I wanted to go through my television set, drive down to the Federal Landmark last night. Are you watching the game that you're calling? Or did somebody hand you a card that said "Quality Start by J-Mo"? Did the agent for Jameson Taillon or his father text the broadcast on TV last night to let us know that's a quality start? That was not a quality start. Did you hear the passive aggressive comment that we played from Craig Counsell in the pregame show? Well, if you watched the game, yeah, if you watched the game, it was hot garbage. That's what Jameson Taillon was.
So you say hot garbage, check it and see. Got a fever of 103. Oh, I guess it's a got a pitch count of 103.
Oh, there you go.
Shout out to Baby T. Baby T, man, real talk. We appreciate you because you were just kind of here, like doing bear stuff. And then Tanny had to go. And then you were like, I got it, boys. Jumped in and he's been doing the job.
Mitch was like, Baby T line, get out there.
And we're in the
forecheck,
the double Tyler formation.
Oh my
right?
God!
I saw Buterball walking around here too.
Is here. 12 personnel. That's our 12 personnel.
That's our version of 12.
Hey, what happened that one day? Was it the firing of Matt Eberflus when you were here and I was at home? Wasn't Mitch running down the hallway that day?
Get Grody on. Yeah, you can hear him in the background. It's like, he's out. He's out. Get Grody
on. He's out. He's gone. For crying out loud, Matt Eberflus has been fired. That was hilarious.
It's pretty cool, though. Like, something wild happens, and the first reaction is,
get Grody on.
Call Grody.
That's not bad.
Look, yeah. If there's a bear story going on,
yeah,
get Mark Grody.
Just have him start talking. Bears. Just start talking.
He knows what's up, and that's why we love him, and that's why he's here on the air. So to get back to Dustino, doesn't like the stat of quality start, doesn't like the fact that Jameson Taillon has a bunch of them, thinks the start where he did have a quality start was hot garbage. So we brought it up to Nico Hoerner. And Nico didn't know what was going on with it. Baby T, you got that part of it? Here's Nico when we told him about the hot garbage.
J-Mo, Jameson Taillon has come up a lot around these parts here. There was a member of the morning show crew who took umbrage at the quality start stat. And in regards to Jameson Taillon, and I believe called him... called his performance hot garbage on that particular night. And we stood up and defended both the quality start stat as a cumulative measure and Jameson Taillon.
Speaking of correlation and causation,
I can't help but notice he is absolutely shoving since that incident. Yes. Can you confirm there's any causation or correlation there?
I did not know of such an incident. But wait, what start could be hot garbage that was... a quality start.
Well, here's the thing. I'm told, Nico, and you might see this in your clubhouse, and now you'll know the answer. I'm told there are some T-shirts being made with that quote on it.
Damn, I'm completely... Dang, I missed this one. Holy.
Yeah, the quality start, it was 6 innings and 3 runs, 3 solo homers. I think it was the Marlins series, if memory serves. Here.
Hot garbage.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
yeah.
That's not hot garbage, right?
It's a quality start.
It's not. And J-Mo's not going out there saying that's exactly what I wanted to do when I took the mound, but he should take pride in his best, not having his best and still being good. It's a big, big deal. And it matters to the team. It matters to the next day. It matters to the health of the bullpen. And when you have an offense that's top whatever offense in baseball, you're going to win a lot of games with that start.
Yeah, and he's just going after people and mixing it up really well. He's pitching really, really well and healthy right now, isn't he?
Yep. He's a beast. Well, change up to lefties is a new weapon for him that, you know, he's added and learned to manipulate. And it's just fun to watch guys that love keep getting better.
Well, let me bring it all together here. It kind of sounds like we could talk to Rinaldi's and say Jameson Taillon's garbage pizza.
The hot garbage pie. Just a ridiculous combination. Triple cheese. Just sloppy.
That's amazing.
It could actually, it could be entirely leftover based. It could be previous days. And it's not actually one type of pizza. It's random slices put together in a box. It's an assortment. It's the hot garbage. And still quality, though.
Yes,
still
it's quality. Yes, quality. Hot garbage quality pizza.
Now we're getting somewhere.
This is the way that a marketing meeting should go.
But all that said, tell J-Mo to back off. All right, you're the only guy with a pizza right now. Let's get yours off the ground.
I like that Nico wants to share.
It's lovely.
No, I'll take the spotlight. It's mine.
So, of course, we had a little fun at Dustino's expense, and Dustino was not having it.
Tomorrow will be a big one, and we are on CHSN from 7 to 9 simulcasting, so I wonder if that will be one of the first programs.
Oh, wow.
On Comcast tomorrow. Yeah, wow. I think we should wear, we definitely
wear,
need to.
Wear
what
shirt?
What should we wear? Wear not the shirt? Same shirt.
No, a shirt.
We should wear a shirt, yeah, definitely.
Could you get us all shirts, David?
Oh, CHSN shirts?
Yeah, why not?
Yes, I think that's a good idea. I think that's a good goal.
You know,
note to self.
Honestly, here's what you do: get one for all of us except Dustin, and just and then have
and
him.
I was about to say this is why, though, because I heard through the grapevine a little birdie told me that our friends at Obvious Shirts have picked up on my hot garbage stat. The quality start is hot garbage stat, and that they sent they were supposedly making T-shirts and sending them to the Cubs clubhouse about quality starts or hot garbage or something.
No way.
Along those lines. Yes,
you have inspired a T-shirt that is making its way to the Cubs clubhouse. Will be on the backs. That's what of Jameson Taillon.
There was some talking going on the afternoon show. About
listen,
that.
You have inspired a lot of hot garbage over the years.
Absolutely.
So. Quality start. That was not a quality start. Hot garbage. That's what Jameson Taillon was.
Whoa. I forgot the vitriol.
Three home runs.
Yeah.
Three home runs. That's not quality.
I
don't care if they're solos. I don't care if they're three runs. That's on you. Wear that. You gave them up. That is not three home runs. Does not equal quality start. Period.
I think I supported you on that day. I got your back on this one.
Just on the one time, I think you did.
There are moments, but I think that I think that was the time in the stretch. Jameson Taillon overall has been very good for the Cubs this year.
Yes,
he's been excellent.
Excellent. Okay.
A little bit boring, but he's been excellent.
That's
excellent.
Fine.
But when
boring
you give up
fine.
Five home runs. Within three quality starts.
Hold on. But remember, I backed you up. It was seven homers in 184 pitches.
No, it was
I think
seven.
That was the number.
And they
I
were
had
all
you back
solo,
there.
That, just so you know.
Yeah.
Here's like a suggested that. T-shirt. Seven home runs in 184 pitches equals quality start, ?
Oh, boy.
I don't even want to poke the bear.
Dustin playing with his T-shirt design is not for air.
That's too far.
That's a lot of words. For a T-shirt, I think.
Oh, my God. He did give up three home runs.
They were three solo home runs.
I know, but those are hard hit balls, and they're home runs. And I think that, if I remember correctly, those were all against lefties, too. And I remember that those being the first three that he gave. Because it was a real, like, what the hell is going on here game that night. So I'm going to give him a pass
on that.
And
then he didn't give up any more.
But
six innings or more, three earned runs or less. Quality start.
That's Dustin, and this is good for Sports Talk Radio. Dustin is a sports perfectionist. I didn't realize that. Jameson Taillon's been excellent. A little bit boring. He's boring me to tears.
He's been excellent, but he's been boring.
Right. I also love how when people have to describe, like when you guys describe Dustin to Nico, it was like, he's our morning show producer. I always just think of this. He's our kid with the discipline problem who we all love, but he has behavioral issues, but we all support him.
Well, people forget. And Dustin and I came up together. Like, we interned together.
Oh, I know you did.
And Dustin was a national talk show host for a while for Sporting News.
This is not a shot at his credibility. No, he's the morning show producer of a very successful show.
He definitely knows how to poke bears.
Yes, bears. Bears. No,
he knows how to do it.
He's great at his job. I'm just telling the truth. It's like this guy. He's our dirty little secret here at the score. Oh, Dustin, don't worry about him.
Don't worry about him.
He's a good guy.
He's all right.
He's all right. Don't worry. I know he said some things. Don't worry. With the hot garbage, it's all just being silly. Love you, Dustin.
We do. We love you, Dustino. Big thanks to the crew today. Chris Tannehill, he had to jump out and do some stuff. Our guy, Alex Kuhn, like holding everything together and tricking me into a surprise birthday party. So thanks to Alex for that. Our guy, Baby T.
Baby T.
Baby T.
T. There's the
other Tyler.
There's the other Tyler.
He's getting ready to walk in and do Cub stuff.
What's his? Does he not need a nickname since you're Baby T? That's how we distinguish.
Yeah, that was the differentiation, right?
Yeah,
that was it. Okay, so there's no nickname for the Buterbaugh. Is that correct, Buterbaugh?
No, he's just Buterbaugh.
Okay,
he's our other Tyler.
He's a real beaut. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I've always been called Butterball, like the turkey.
Oh, yeah. Butterball.
Are you okay with that? I don't want to be calling you out your name.
Tyler Butterball back at our studios. Wait, wait a minute. What's his name?
All right. So Baby T and Butterball have got everything taken care of.
Butterball.
Groats, thanks for filling in today.
My pleasure.
Truly appreciate it. I'm going to take a few days off to celebrate my 50th birthday. Thanks to everyone with the really nice well wishes. Thanks to Mitch Rosen for throwing a great party and surprising me with having my parents here. That meant a lot to me. Like, you guys have no idea how much that meant to me for everyone to say happy birthday. So thank you. I'll see you guys next week, next Friday. Thanks so much for the love and support you show the Speed Going Home show. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. Cubs baseball is next.
Quality start? That was not a quality start. Hot garbage. That's what Jameson Taillon was.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.